JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Yep. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Gracias. The Don and Mike
Show. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow we'll talk about maybe the worst article ever. Jive as hell about last-minute costume ideas.
Oh, good. Super.
Also, a great list we didn't get to today. A list put out by the Veterinary Society of America. Mm-hmm. Talking a lot about dogs on the show this week, our animals.
All right.
The things that were found in dogs' gastrointestinal tracts most often.
Ew!
Number five, corn cobs.
I'm surprised at that they'd be able to get all that eaten.
Uh-huh. Number four, sticks.
Yeah, easy. Sure. That's easy.
Number three, pantyhose.
Hey. I actually chased a golden retriever around a yard with the pantyhose coming out of the golden retriever.
Number two, socks.
Mm-hmm.
I think socks had something to do with that.
Well, and laugh loud.
Number one, and imagine their breath, underpants. Underwear.
Yeah.
That's what dogs like eating most.
Soft and chewy.
Underwear. Uh-huh.
Soft and chewy and tasting of doggy goodness.
Uh-huh. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Wow.
Dogs like the taste and smell of
cotton. That.
Of cotton.
Yeah. Right. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hi, Buzz. Good.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Well, the feds are now investigating arson in at least one of the California wildfires.
No, not it's not Carson, arson.
Oh, arson, sorry. Arson. No,
I got a solution for those guys that they find that do the arson things
what's
out
your
there.
Solution?
You do the Wicker Man. You recreate the Wicker Man.
You know, I've seen that all over HBO, and I like Nick Cage. I never saw the movie.
Never saw the end of it?
I never saw any of it.
Oh, I see the end of it all the time. It's got a great scene. If you see the end of it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Do that to the arsonist.
Hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Investigators found at least three different ignition points for one of those fires. That's one of the surest signs of arson. They're also trying now to stop copycat arsonists who are running around. Yesterday, one arson suspect was arrested. Another man shot to death by police as he tried to run away when they were investigating.
Good. Shoot him in
Amen.
The head.
Fantastic.
Bastard.
There have also been theories that Al-Qaeda started the fires. There's no evidence of that.
Right. Of course.
Gay sex, whoa.
Hold on, that was the wrong tape there.
Buenos dias.
There he is.
Buenos dias.
Let's get our Christ on.
Are some people too stupid to live?
That $2 million found in David Copperfield's Las Vegas warehouse may have been on hand as hush money. A friend of the woman who says Copperfield raped her claims he offered the alleged victim $2 million to keep
quiet. I like rape.
This friend tells National Enquirer the woman had been invited to a party in the Bahamas, but
what the bleep happened here?
Well, I'll tell you, when she showed up, she was the only one there besides Copperfield.
Why do you favor rape?
He talked to David Copperfield about that.
Bitch!
The friend says the alleged victim tried to fight him off, quote,
why?
But she said that just seemed to turn him on more.
That was not funny.
And quoting the Enquirer, after Copperfield had finished with her and left to clean off, the young woman had the presence of mind to use her cell phone to take photos of the crime scene to preserve evidence she didn't shower. TMZ.
What glorious goo.
TMZ, exactly. TMZ, meanwhile, reports the Copperfields roadies always made it a practice to invite women backstage to be photographed and interviewed as a screening process for groupies. Their pictures apparently kept on file.
That's kind of taking it to another level. That's not like just picking the women out of the rows in the concert.
It's not like Elvis sending someone out saying, give that woman one of my scarves.
And send her up to the room, Jack, and make sure that her toenails are clean.
Whatever you do, do not have a dog eat her cotton underpants. Because wasn't that... Yes. That was his big thing, right?
Yes. He liked cotton panties.
White cotton panties mm-hmm. on virgins. Right.
Chicks in space. While you weren't looking, women took command of the stars. Right now, for the first time ever, a woman is in command of the space shuttle. While another woman is in command of the International Space Station. There are only two human-occupied vehicles in space. Both of them have women drivers.
That skank.
46-year-old Pamela Melroy, a retired Air Force colonel, is in the captain's chair of the shuttle Discovery.
And here she is talking about her struggles in NASA.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall, crying, and I get out and I think, Fuck you.
Commander Wendy Rieger.
Of the Starship Channel 4.
You know who would be a great astronaut? Meredith Vieira.
Oh, stop it with that. God.
Mike, you'd like it if she was an astronaut.
A vish astronaut.
I bet she does that.
I think
you know
so.
What? I bet she does, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look at it tomorrow.
The ass?
Well, don't just look at it. Eat it.
Eat it.
Patrick Bateman.
Pamela was on her way today to meet up and did meet up with 47-year-old Peggy Whitson, a scientist and the first woman to be in charge of the space station.
Peggy.
What's next? A woman president?
Well, what have we here?
Looks like a woman president, Charlie.
And a television.
Ah, fantastic.
Thank you, Charlie.
And a brand new black and white television. Charlie.
A shocking number of us would gladly trade our spouses for time on the internet. A news.
Rob Spiewak.
He already has.
A new Zog. Well, a lot of people have, actually. Yeah. A new Zogby poll shows Americans to be gay for the internet. The survey says nearly one in four of us, men and women.
Gay.
Fine. That's a new Robbie poll?
Zogby poll. No, oh, okay. It sounds like a Robbie poll. Men and women find the internet a suitable replacement for a significant other by a margin of, 24% of us. The survey says 11% of us wouldn't mind having an electronic chip implanted in our brains that would allow us to access the internet in that way.
Well, there's so much to offer, Charlie.
We are retarded if we think like that.
The internet, yes. Yeah, it's the way we're going. It's what's happening to us.
Am I the only one that's bored with the internet?
I'm totally bored with the internet.
I'm not bored yet.
Really?
Yeah, there are nooks and crannies I haven't discovered
yet. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I like. I mean, I like it for, I think for all the wrong reasons. Porn.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fantasy football.
Uh-huh. I haven't heard a wrong reason yet.
I like it for reading old newspapers that I can read from other cities that are the same old newspapers that have been in those cities for years. That's really what I love the idea that I can sit at my computer and go to three different cities, two papers in New York, one in Boston, and
read
the paper.
I like eBay.
But you're taking it for granted. Like, in the old days, if you needed information and you had to go to, like, what, an encyclopedia? Or, God forbid, leave your house.
Oh, I know how good it is. It's just, really, sometimes when you're just surfing.
Love it.
You can get a little burned out.
Yeah, but hold on.
Never.
Don't you love TV more than the internet?
I like TV more than anything. But what Rob said, I do love it for information. Yes. That's the greatest thing. Anything you want answered, it's
Anything
you want.
If you really want to hear the story of a sad, worthless child, I always wanted a great set of encyclopedias when I was little. Because, a great source of information and stuff. And that's totally useless now. Everyone has the best set of encyclopedias in their house.
He's already won us over with that.
Faggot says what? What?
Well, marriage can make you fat. Research.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Well, you take your little short pants and go to the back of the class.
sit on those.
Father, I'd like a set of encyclopedias.
Not
that. Every other kid that got his ass kicked in high school.
You learn all the lines to Bye Bye Birdie.
Got him.
And we're going to go to Safeway, and we're going to get you that Britannica. Remember when you go to Safeway and you get one a week?
It was like Funkin' Wagnalls, dog.
I have the entire Encyclopedia Britannica and a vinyl copy of The Music Man. It's the best Christmas ever.
Now, go upstairs, put on your outfit, and come on down and do Annie Get Your Gun for Us.
Dance.
The whole show. World Book was the best.
World Book was the best.
Yeah.
Researchers at the University of North Carolina studied it and found that people gain weight once they no longer need to find a sex partner. Once they land a partner, or once they stop trying, Mike's raising his shirt, they put on the pounds.
Mike O'Meara.
I thought he sucked.
I love you, Carla.
Now they say this.
I hope you're listening, honey. I hope you're listening right now because Daddy loves you a lot. I love you, baby.
Do you ever do that in front of her, what you're doing right now?
Yes, I do. Oh. I dance in front of her, anything. She laughs her ass off. Only after, though. Never before.
Right.
One does not want to make her nauseous prior to the act. One wants to create the illusion that I am a sexy man.
Give her encyclopedias.
Give her encyclopedias, John.
Buzz, describe what Mike is doing. I get tired of describing these acts.
He's raised
his
shirt halfway up, exposing the real belly part of his belly, and he's rubbing his hands. He's got his hands spread wide, and he's rubbing them both over the surface.
That's right, John.
Massaging them, caressing his belly. Yes.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now I must cover up because we're getting a little cold.
We are, are we?
Not me.
Well, this thing about putting on weight after you get married, they say this is especially true if you get married young. They studied 1,200 couples, all of whom who got married in their late teens and early 20s. Both men and women gained 24 to 30 pounds in the first 5 years.
Yeah, but you lose that weight after you have some problems in your marriage. It's called your wallet.
People who stayed single also gained weight, but 6 to 9 pounds less than married folk. No longer seeking a sex partner was the biggest factor in weight gain, but not the only one.
I've had two marriages, and about 7 years in, I go on a bit of a financial diet.
Married couples also dine out more, they cook bigger meals, and they have kids, which leaves less time for exercise.
I'm just emaciated at the end of a marriage. It's all gone.
And you're going to love this. This is going to be fun.
Mike, it's real simple. It's the Richard Simmons plan.
Mm-hmm.
You write one check to this one,
right?
One check to that one, and when you're done with ex-wives, you're done writing checks for the day.
Amen.
When we return,
deal a divorce. It's not deal a meal.
That's why at the end of my marriage, I always wear those candy stripe pants, those shorts that Richard Simmons wore, and I cover my body with baby oil.
Americans rank their favorite fast foods when we continue.
Oh. Did you ever?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Food? Now I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever think? Is it a big one, Buzz?
It's a good list. You're going to like this.
Favorite fast foods. Is it regional or national?
National, regional, all of
them. Is this going to be a top so many list?
Yeah, best, worst, best at this, best
how
at that.
How many?
It looks like we probably cover a dozen places here.
Oh, I can't wait. Maybe. I won't eat during the commercials then.
Good for you.
How about a banana?
With bananas on top. I want a piece of toast with just a little honey, Junior. I only have one thing to say, Don. What is that?
I'm never, ever full.
And went home and had Chinese.
And went home and had Chinese food.
Okay, Buzz.
It's like there may be two dozen items, two dozen restaurants on this list.
Oh. Two dozen?
Yeah.
Mm. Like donuts.
Mm-hmm. Boy, all right. I better move my big gulp to the back of the car.
God, this show is looser than Vieira. I swear to God it is. Let's tighten this up. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who he?
Shut up!
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cats and kittens.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely. Make your way to our website if you get a chance. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We are revamping it again.
Wonderful.
Let me see. I'm looking at the viral video section.
Uh-huh.
There's one that's under the heading, Deposition Gone Bad. Mm-hmm. The next one says, Much Penis Going On Here. Then it says, this would be a good one. Rodney Dangerfield does TV ad for Larry Lujack.
Oh, very good.
I remember that from when I worked at that station with him.
Sure.
Cher sings song about Don's Escalade. Scene from The Godfather. Pissa, P-I-S-S-A-H.
Right.
A Red Sox video.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Seinfeld with Regis.
Oh, good.
My goodness sakes, they got a lot of great stuff on this.
Good stuff. Enjoy yourselves.
And there's a very nice link on the front page to see Wendy Gone Wild.
Good.
So check it out. Thank you, Joe, for handling that. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. A new Zagat survey of fast food joints puts Wendy's and Panera tied for first place.
Wendy
Rieger's. Wendy's and Panera.
Really?
Now, that's among the mega chains with 5,000.
Every time I've moved up in this business, it's
Wendy.
Because I've been so pissed off in a bathroom stall crying, and I get out and I think, F*** you.
Dave Thomas touched me again.
Here, have some chili.
And made me wear that retarded wig.
Yeah, but I gave her a Frosty afterwards.
Wendy's and Panera in first among the restaurants with 5,000 locations or more in the U.S. Subway, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, and McDonald's round out that favorites list. Now, among all the fast food chains, regardless of their size, Panera ranked first, followed by Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Quiznos, and Sonic, the drive-in.
I hate Panera.
You hate Panera?
I hate Panera.
I like Sonic.
This
Sonic
is
good.
I do, too. This is going
to
be.
I've never been to Sonic.
It's going to be a controversial list. Very Midwestern, I think.
Okay.
In a three-way tie for worst fast food, the worst fast food, according to diners in the Zagat survey.
The McDonald's right off Main Street in Fairfax,
Virginia.
No fair with individual locations.
No,
these are
be.
Chains as a whole. Burger King.
Oh, hold on, I got another guess.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey!
Mike, Halloween party Saturday night. Sorry, I needed that one.
Yes.
Or, all right. Sorry about that.
Common streetwalking whore.
I'm putting fake tattoos on and going as a biker.
You want to see that.
Thank you.
Three-way tie for worst fast food. Burger King, Domino's, and Little Caesars.
Domino's.
Sbarro, Taco Bell, and White Castle tied for second worst.
Sbarro is skanky.
Mm-hmm.
Sbarro is always skanky, always looks like someone lugged on the pizzas.
Well, they're in malls primarily.
I'm shocked about Burger King.
Yeah, I am too.
Burger King's a good burger.
A Whopper?
Yeah.
Can you argue with a Whopper?
Or a Whaler?
There are some surprises in here.
Trumps me again.
Only he would know a Whaler.
Yeah, just sucking down a Whaler reading his goddamn encyclopedias.
Well, it's fish. It
with his Fu Manchu mustache.
Yeah. Keep it.
Okay.
Eating healthy. In the individual categories, Wendy's won for best burger, Chick-fil-A won best chicken, McDonald's won best fries, Dairy Queen won best shakes, and McDonald's won for being the most kid-friendly and for having the best mascot. Now, among the sit-down chains, Outback was the winner, followed by Cracker Barrel and Red Robin.
Follow your nose.
Chili's, wait till you hear this. Chili's and Olive Garden tied for fourth among the best sit-down chains.
Mm-hmm.
The worst sit-down chain.
Buzz,
yes?
When you're here.
your family.
Right.
The worst sit-down chain.
All the breadsticks you want. What are they trying to do there? Duh.
Would you like some water with that?
Load up.
The worst sit-down chain is Chuck E. Cheese, just barely beating out Denny's and Old Country Buffet for the worst.
Oh, my. That's like a dagger in your heart.
I go to Great American now. That's the one I go to.
The next to the worst sit-down chains include Waffle House, Shoney's, and Friendly's.
Friendly's?
Yeah.
Really?
Made the worst.
I don't get that at all.
I'm kind of a fan of Waffle House as well. You got to be. Hold on.
You got to be
in the right mood for it.
Which means loaded.
Sure. Yeah, you got to be drunk. You got to be drunk or coming off being drunk.
And take yourself a good antacid before if you're gonna eat that Waffle House. I mean that syrup or whatever comes up on you at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now in the special awards categories, Cracker Barrel won for best service.
Oh, my God.
Mike's having a coronary.
What is going on?
Obviously, you don't dine at Cracker Barrel.
I walked out.
But a tip of the oyster to Hooters for coming in fourth on the best service list. The rankings are decided by people like you, some of whom are obviously horny.
Mm-hmm.
And finally.
You walked out of a Cracker Barrel?
It was a bunch of, you know, people sitting in rocking chairs. And it had a store. I never even got to the hostess stand.
One of the things that makes it so popular, because it was also voted the restaurant having the best facilities, as well as the best service.
Facilities.
Who has the nut log?
Shoney's.
Stuckey's nut log.
Has the pecan log, yes.
That sounds like an appendix being removed, doesn't it?
Sorry about the diverticulitis. And finally, Paul Croft is a manly man who works in a factory in England to feed his 5 kids. All his kids love the Harry Potter, and Dad loves the kids. So he got their names, the kids' names, tattooed on his back alongside a very well-done sketch of Master Wizard Albus Dumbledore. He spent a year getting
this. Thank you, Charlie.
Uh-huh. This guy spent a year getting this tattoo done. It's very elaborate. He's not about to give it up now. But Paul says the other blokes at work are giving him hell now that we all know Dumbledore is gay. Paul hates going to the factory now, but quoting him, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Gay.
Tattoos.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
I play this for you.
Thank you very much. Boy, that's great. I love this.
All right, so let's have a good night for the Red Sox.
Hope it doesn't rain out tonight. I really hope they get the game in.
I don't come in all angry and hungover tomorrow.
I'll be fine. I'll be 100% fine.
Let's all hope they win the game.
Yes. Remember, home in my underwear. I should be fine.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
It was so rainy at Executive Getty that I had to squint, but you'll never guess who I saw.
Who'd you see there?
Jeff Stryker and Seika.
Seika. You didn't see Randy West?
I did.
What about Peter North?
Peter North. You got to get the traditional one in there.
And what about Madonna Friends?
Yeah, another star.
Go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.